trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here. Trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Honey, have you seen my pain pills?
I think you're out. Better call your doctor. Wait, hasn't it been like 6 months since your surgery?
She's right. I shouldn't need them anymore. How did this happen? Seems like overnight I went from coping with a painful surgery to never feeling normal without my meds.
Struggling with control over medication? Soft Landing Recovery has a holistic approach to getting you back to you. Contact us now at 1-800-NEW-CHANCE. That's 1-800-NEW-CHANCE. Soft Landing Recovery. Comfortable. Compassionate. Confidential.
Tournament time is all about Jake's Mint Chew and the 15.99% off on our delicious non-tobacco, non-nicotine chew.
15.99? I thought we were going to call it the sweet...
Wait, don't say it. The whole phrase is owned.
Owned?
Owned.
That's what you want to call our great deals on Jake's Mint Chew, the succulent 15?
Yes, the succulent 15.99.
You're getting close to a lawsuit, fella.
Don't worry about it. Best deal we've ever had.
Wow. Okay, so let's get this straight. It's the Jake's Mint Chew Succulent 15 where you get 15.999% off 10 delicious flavors of Jake's Mint Chew?
I think you added an extra 9, but yeah, the USDA certified Mint Chew that actually helps you quit dipping tobacco.
All right, so go to jakesmintchew.com and enter Mint at checkout and get 15.99% off right now, limited time only.
Now that's sweet.
Shut your mouth.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score! Scoreboard update.
101 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. The Wolves host Milwaukee tomorrow at 7 in Iowa, Saturday at 3. Visit Ticketmaster.com for tickets.
You know, Kentucky is a whole different bag of tricks with their size. But, you know, I mean, either team, we can spread people out. Our spacing has really been good. And when you have a guy like Connaughton as your second big guy, it's a very, very difficult matchup.
Because Connaughton gives Notre Dame four perimeter shooters that can space the floor. Notre Dame coach Mike Bray looking ahead to the next challenge for the Fighting Irish. 37-0 Kentucky. That's tomorrow night in Cleveland. The Irish playing in the Elite Eight for the first time since 1979. The other game tomorrow is the rematch from last season. Wisconsin faces Arizona for the right to go to the Final Four. Tonight in the East, Michigan State takes on Oklahoma, Louisville against North Carolina State. In the South, Duke versus Utah, UCLA faces Gonzaga. Football, the Bears sign veteran corner Alan Ball to a one-year deal. Hockey, the Blackhawks hosting Columbus. The Hawks have lost two of their last three, being outscored 8-1 in those losses. The Hawks are third in the Central, 5 points behind second place St. Louis. Spring training baseball, White Sox play the Cubs. 2:55 start right here on the Score. Jeff Samardzija and Jason Hamill, the starters. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai with 0% financing on 2015 Sonatas and Elantras. Gear up at Cabela's Spring Great Outdoor Days. Spend $150 and get $25 in Cabela's Bucks. Good for your next purchase. See store for details. Don't miss Cabela's biggest sale of the season. I'm Zach Zaidman. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Played on the swings, made a fire, roasted marshmallows. It's time to get the hell out of here.
It is. And thank you, Zach Zaidman. We'll try to be a little more on time next time. We failed in that way. I love how Zach kept pointing it out. It's the best.
Make what it he sure. does. Yeah, that's what he does.
So deserved, though, Jay.
Let's
so
just
deserved.
Get to 110, man. Let's just get to 110 so I can go home.
We so deserved
it. Scrub myself for this week. You know, I sit in my,
scrub yourself.
My couch. You know, have a few non-alcoholic beers.
What?
What?
James Wasky and I are going to go downstairs and see a concert in the CBS Performance Studio.
Really? Am I invited?
Sure, absolutely. It's going to be live on XRT. It's the Decemberists, the band The Decemberists.
What do they do? Do I know anything that they do, Jay? Take a guess.
Probably not.
Where do they play at?
They're a sold-out show at the Chicago Theater tonight. XRT yeah. show. It's true.
I'll go downstairs and check
Come
out some
Come on down.
Live
2 o'clock,
music.
Live music in a great space down there. Right. And it's going to be live on the station, I think. But I mean, either that.
Not on this station.
No, I'm going
to. No, we're not doing that. Maddie and I have business.
I'm going to be sitting at my desk listening to Boers and about a cola.
No, you won't.
Steve Greenberg from the Chicago Sun-Times joined us today. Adrian Wojnarowski from Yahoo Sports joined us today. Danny Ecker from Crane's Chicago Business. And Bruce Levine from out there in Arizona. Jay Zawoski. Nick Shepkowski.
Yeah, who put Ben Fitzgerald?
And Adam Harris are our producers.
Who put Ben Fitzgerald?
The hell is that?
It's muscle memory. I do it every day.
Are you serious?
We're going to credit Ben Fitzgerald.
I almost said his name.
Anchorman was Reddit, though.
Yeah, it's okay.
Jay Zawoski.
It's all right, though. It's been that kind of week. It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm better off if somebody else writes my stuff.
We'd like to thank Jerry Riles and Dan Zampillo for producing the show.
Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Jason Kastner was our bearded intern. Hello, Terry Boers and Matt Abatical.
Hello, boys.
What's happening, man?
How you guys doing?
Yeah, not a whole lot. How's everything?
Everything's good, man. Everything's good. Looking forward to the weekend. Get to see some basketball. I'm going to try to put together a brunch situation for the maternal parental unit.
You're gonna try to put it together.
You know,
you're gonna cook, or you mean go somewhere?
I threatened cooking, but I'm probably.
You just
take
go somewhere. Take her out somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. She's gonna come. She's that long trek that she has to make into the city. So I'm gonna hang out with her on Sunday.
You have brunch spots you go to now.
Yeah,
so you're good.
Yeah, I like brunch, man. It's my favorite meal.
He's huge in the business. He can go anywhere now.
Oh, you're such a jerk.
He can go anywhere he wants to.
He can, man. He took us out for drinks, and the tab came with a big old zero on it.
Oh yeah.
He's
Jason George Goff. He's running it.
He gave me a ride in his $90,000 car. Get over there.
Stop saying that. People are tweeting me every day now, like, "Hey, did your couch cost $9,000? Your car, or is it car?
You're the
cost car's
90.
You're the one who said it was motorized with Ford chairs and everything else. We thought it was just a simple couch.
Your couch has USB hubs.
Yeah, come on now.
It's a simple couch. My boys were lounging on it last night. We were watching bad basketball. Had Kentucky beating people with their own arms. You know what I mean? They're snatching their arms out the sockets.
Did you get your motor working?
You
got it running, that's for sure.
I think they're going to give me another piece on Saturday. She told me Saturday or Tuesday, so hopefully. That can work.
You know, it was funny that Terry just called you Jason George Goff, which was one of your old names from the show. And I had missed this in the hiring of the Bears staff. I didn't know that John Fox brought a new strength and conditioning coach, Jason George.
Yes.
And as I was reading it this morning, I just immediately pictured you as the strength and conditioning coach for the Chicago Bears.
After a month, I was like, you know what? Yesterday, I need to be in a different realm in life.
How was strength and conditioning coach Jason George Goff? How would he lead a room?
A lot of drinking and a lot of throwing down
the couch in there.
All right, everybody grab your PS3 controller.
Find an R2-D2.
Absolutely. No weights involved in that.
No, yeah, man. You know, hit a heavy bag, make yourself feel good about yourself, but no free weights. It's all natural, baby. It comes from the extra bone in our legs.
The what?
So, what do
I
we got?
I didn't know you had that.
Yeah, well, read an old magazine or two.
Right, this is Jason's workout equipment.
What old magazine do I need to read? He just wrote something down.
I'm not going to say it.
I'm working with Al Campanis.
Oh, you want to do that?
You just did.
The old joke. Yeah. Jeez Louise.
Man, oh man. So back
to
Kentucky,
give you
how
one
about
more
that
chance.
Game last night, huh?
Yeah, man, that's what happens when you have a bunch of pros on the floor.
And just don't open your mouth and say they're going to be 36-1. Shut up.
Right.
Don't open your mouth.
Don't get their attention. Yeah, don't give the best team in the country bulletin board material.
It's just amazing. You look at West Virginia, I mean, you're talking about a top 20 team in the nation, and they looked like they were a junior high squad.
Because they were playing against a professional team.
Unbelievable.
What John Calipari has done this year, I think, trumps what he's done in previous years. Because I don't think there's a surefire star on this team. When he did it with Anthony Davis, He's a surefire star that everybody thought.
Nobody
that,
to that level,
that's
for
next
sure.
level.
I don't
Even
think.
With the John Wall, DeMarcus Cousins teams, those are two stars.
Right.
You knew those are. Those two. There is not one player on this team, including Karl-Anthony Towns, including Willie Cauley-Stein, that I'm like, yeah, that's 23 and yeah,
that's
12
a next level
for the rest
guy.
Of
yeah.
your life.
Right.
You know,
they play a long time, though.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, they got
they play a long time.
We talked about Trey Lyles today. I love Trey Lyles.
That's the guy.
That's X Factor, man. Like, that dude is going to get to the NBA. He's got that... And not with the fluidity and not the game as far as the offensive repertoire, but Rudy Gay at UConn is a different Rudy Gay than he is in the pros because getting around better people, better coaching, more reps, you start to see that talent shine through. I think that's what's going to be the case with Trey Lyles. But I don't – Notre Dame is in for a tough, tough night Saturday, and Wisconsin or Arizona, whoever comes up against them, I just don't know how you score enough.
Right, because
them.
Their defense is insane to watch. They scored more in the first half than West Virginia scored in the whole game. I mean, that's sick. Yeah.
I saw your tweet.
Like, I just said at halftime, I'm like, if Kentucky decided not to shoot anymore, not to score any more points, and just play defense and just run down the shot clock, I said they would win this game.
They'd have won by five if they didn't
score. It would have been 44-39.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
They've had a couple of those kind of things this year. Remember the UCLA game here at the UC was 41-7 at the half.
Yep.
Just every once in a while, they'll just pop one of those
things
on.
Something gets their attention, and they just turn it on, because sometimes they sort of just sort of walk through it, like the first couple games. And then people are saying, well, I don't know.
Because you kind
I'm
of can.
Sure. And then you say something about it.
But that's what's dangerous, because you can do that, and that's why it's up to Cal.